So hello, everyone. This is David Hughes from the Marketing Group at Worldwide Technology, welcoming you to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 podcast series. Our Tech 17 series brings together subject matter experts from WWT, our partners, and occasionally our customers as we discuss important topics on today's IT landscape. So we're recording today from Las Vegas, actually from the Strip, as we continue with Worldwide Technology's 2018 Global Sales Meeting. So we're recording here at the site of our meetings in Las Vegas. And one of the topics we wanted to talk about today was business transformation and its role in the IT environment. So before we do that, I wanted to introduce the panelists that are participating with us today. So we've got John Duren, Dave Chandler, and Sean Waldrop, all from Worldwide Technology. So, guys, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here.
Thanks, Dave.
Taking a break from the helter-skelter schedule that we've got when here in Vegas. So maybe we can just kind of go around the table, guys, and just kind of tell us, you know, tell our listeners who you are and a little bit about your role here at Worldwide. So, Dave, let me start with you.
Oh, thanks, Dave. My name is Dave Chandler. I'm the Practice Director for Network Solutions at Worldwide. And my role is to lead a team of folks that understands what the emerging network technologies are and to also be able to apply them to our customers' business needs.
Okay, John?
So John Duren, I am the practice manager for our data center networking group. I'm more responsible for what happens from a network perspective inside the bounds of the data center walls. So that includes application and network-based services that are delivered to the data center.
Okay. And if for those of you our active listeners, John is a returning champion here on our podcast. John has participated on several of our other podcasts. So, Sean, can you tell us about your role here at Worldwide?
Sure. Thanks, Dave. My name is Sean Waldrop. I'm part of our corporate business development team. I support our commercial and enterprise customers. And a lot of times it's working with the customer to build a business case, build a financial model to help them understand a solution and how it can impact their business.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys. So why don't we kind of get right into it? So maybe like a good place to start would be to explain really what is business transformation. So, Dave, I'll let you kick it off.
Yeah, business transformation in a lot of cases is ways that companies work to change how they deliver their product or their service to their customers. A lot of innovation going on with that right now. If you think in terms of look at the Amazons or look at some of the other companies that have completely changed how customers consume their products and the preference they have for the way they approach that. How that relates to IT many times is that networks really weren't designed to effectively and securely access cloud resources. They were more designed to access data that resided in their own data center. So network transformation is an alignment of how networks are designed and how they operate to best match the customer's new business models.
Okay. John, Sean, you want to give us your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, I mean, Dave, the way you described it, I mean, business transformation, another, you hear digital or digitization or digital transformation. To me, those are all, they all kind of mean the same thing. And when it kind of translates back to IT and how IT can support the business, the network piece is kind of the foundation, the backbone that needs to be basically adapted first to be able to support this transformation.
Yeah, and the network is definitely the one entity that reaches out and touches all these pieces. And if it's not corrected, if not constructed correctly, then certainly it's going to be a detriment to the security or to the speed or to the customer experience.
Okay. John?
Yeah, I would add, as we're seeing some of these changes with cloud and other things, there's a shift that's happening as well in where the customers are coming from and where they're going to access these applications. Traditional networks involve the branches connecting back to the data center, but now we're seeing those clients or even employees connecting to software as a service all over the internet, as well as their customers trying to connect from the world to the nearest locations instead of coming back to that legacy data center. And that's driving a demand for a new way of doing business. And I think transformation is just part of that requirement.
Another thing we're seeing, John, also is it's not just people that are accessing the network. With the advent and also the acceleration around the Internet of Things, a lot of those users are actually machines that are connected to the network.
Yeah, and that's where this is happening on the business side, and IT is having to kind of catch up and adapt. I mean, when we talk about cloud, a lot of times there's folks in the business, almost shadow IT, that are going out on their own saying, you know, I need to go to the cloud to be able to speed up and build my solutions or find my capabilities without having to go through IT, just because sometimes it just takes too long. And so then IT is looking at how they can support the business more efficiently. So that's where they're having to change the way they operate.
Okay.
One of the advantages that you get out of the cloud economy also is the faster that you can move, the more advantage that you have over your competitor. So things change much faster. There's a lot higher rate of turnover. There's a higher rate of innovation. And if IT departments can't keep up with that, then once again, they're impacting negatively the business for their companies.
So this kind of follows up a little bit, and you guys have kind of touched on this somewhat, but kind of, you know, for our listeners, so maybe like directly, or what are you hearing directly from your customers, maybe some of your partners who are really, you know, starting to be affected by these business transformation issues? So maybe Dave?
From a network perspective, it's what I was just really talking about. They can't move fast enough. They don't really have enough people in place to operate the networks to keep up the way that they've built their networks in the past. They also always have budget constraints, not necessarily that their budgets are being cut necessarily, but that the budgets are remaining as they are, but they're being asked to do a whole lot more with the budget that they have.
I would add something we're seeing too is the disruption in the workspace. So the larger organizations are either actively being disrupted or at least fear the disruption that's potential, and they're trying to find ways to address that or head it off. And they're needing this transformation to be able to be more agile and deal with that as it's coming at them. So that's one of the large driving forces, I think, behind the transformation efforts we see in a lot of customers out there.
Yeah, I would say it's a complex issue in the sense that there's all these different areas with it that are impacted. There's all these different technology solutions that, you know, may help them make the changes that they need to support the business. But being able to navigate through that and figure out what is the right solution and how do I stitch all these different pieces together, that's the hard part, is because there's just a lot coming at our customers.
Mm-hmm. So I know we talked about some of the potential solutions that the customers face around this issue, and I know one of them, it sounds like, is referred to sometimes as internet as a business. So these kind of solutions like that as an example, so how do they benefit customers? What kind of benefits can customers and the IT organizations themselves realize from those solutions?
I think a lot of our partners, a lot of value-added resellers, a lot of consultants, you know, understand that, as Sean said, this is a complex issue and you can't simply buy a box that's going to fix the problem. So, and many times it's a involved architecture and engagement process that partners and OEMs need to have with the customers in order to help them change both the infrastructure and the operating model that they're working with today. So we see things for example, from Cisco, they have something called IT as a Business that's largely based around an intent-based networking model, as well as being able to define the financial benefit of it, and then also being able to point to the service level improvement there that they're going to get out of this new design.
Okay. John?
Yeah, I think executives are looking for ways to quantify the move. And one of the challenges we've seen in IT has been it's very difficult, or has traditionally been difficult, to put a measure, or especially a financial metric, around that transformation. And what we're seeing through these programs, such as the one from Cisco and many other vendors are beginning to deliver, is quantifying that financial impact. How can we change the game for your organization? How can we quantify exactly what it's going to do and deliver you a timeline where you can actually count on results? And that's really become the driving force. We've reached a world where the analytics are available to allow that. In times past, everything had to be done manual, and spreadsheets and calculators, et cetera. And now we're seeing where the analytics mechanisms and the financial models can be built that can actually give that information, to make data-driven decisions.
And a lot of that's also built directly into the network. So if you go back and look at what I described before as an intent-based network, that's based on really defining a policy, automatically deploying that policy, and then have mechanism controls, analytics within the network itself to make sure that that policy is actually in place and also that that policy is being enforced.
Right, and when you describe all those, the automation and the orchestration and what that really, that ends up impacting not just a technology impact, but it's also people and process and how they actually do their daily tasks. So traditionally, there's a lot of manual operations and manual setup when you're dealing with a network and supporting it and making sure that it's working the way it should be. And Dave, what you're talking about there is automation so that it doesn't need to be, it doesn't need to be done by hand, and so that changes how you do your work and changes the type of work that you're doing, and it can be a cost savings.
Yeah, and automation has just the benefits of I can do this faster, I can do it more securely, I can do it more accurately, and I can do it with fewer people than I have doing it today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sean, did you have something else?
Well, I was just going to mention, John was talking about kind of quantifying and making a data-driven decision. And so there's a couple of different buckets when we're talking about an intent-based network where there's savings. So some of that is just figuring out, how much are you spending today on your actual circuit costs, and is there a way to do that more efficiently? So some of that is just being able to replace some of your MPLS dedicated circuits with cheaper internet-based circuits, and that can be a significant cost savings. Another one is around the automation and just looking at your existing operating model. How many people do you have doing certain roles, and can you do it more efficiently so that those folks are freed up to do, more forward-looking work? Or Dave, you said earlier of just budgets aren't necessarily shrinking, but you need to be able to do more work with the same budget year on year. And so automation helps support that.
Okay. So I think let's kind of spend our last few minutes talking about maybe specifically what we're doing here at Worldwide. So maybe if you guys can maybe talk a little bit to what types of solutions, what type of applications are we doing in this area, in this business transformation space, and also maybe a little more specific, what are we doing actually with our customers and what kind of benefits are they realizing it as they go through this process with us? So Dave, I can start with you.
Yeah, and at Worldwide, we're working at many levels, from a consulting level all the way down to a delivery level. So the first goal of any engagement where we're going out to help a customer is understanding what their situation is, understanding what their business needs are, understanding what their pain points are. We do this a lot through a consulting service, both before the sale and during the sale and after the sale. And a lot of the consulting engagements usually result in doing work around network modernization, doing work around technologies like software-defined WAN, doing work inside of the data center, analytics, software development, professional services. All of those pieces of the solution are already in place at Worldwide, and we're delivering these to customers today.
Okay, John?
Well, as customers are embracing these cloud initiatives, the move to cloud, cloud first, et cetera, we're finding it's beneficial to help them take a look at that network piece. I think it was mentioned earlier, the network is the consistent key in all aspects of data movement, and that's the place where there's the most opportunity for cost savings to an organization. So we're focusing pretty heavily in the early phases here on the network itself, and you can never leave out security. So you take the network, the infrastructure that bridges those connections between the organization's network, the cloud environments, the SaaS providers. The old way of doing things is still in place. How can we leverage the technologies that Dave has mentioned here, that the new things such as software-defined WAN and other technologies, similar technologies, to really bring a savings to these customers while delivering even better performance and better access and better connectivity than they've ever had before?
And John, I think you brought up the point around security. And in the past, the security solutions have been what I consider to be bolt-ons, meaning that I'm going to build something and I put a perimeter around it with a firewall or something like that. And that, again, does not work in any of these new solutions. So what we're also doing is embedding security directly into the solution day one, where the security becomes part of the network.
Right. Well, and I was just going to mention that we've talked about the savings once a customer kind of moves forward and starts to implement some of these changes and doing some of this automation. But where we're also within Worldwide is helping them make a decision faster and make the right decision. And so a lot of the work that we're doing within the ATC and building out basically proofs of concept so that we can help show them, you know, this is the kind of reference architecture that we recommend going forward on, and they can make that decision more quickly so they can start to realize those savings.
Okay. Well, guys, I think we'll give Sean the last word on that one. So I appreciate your input. I think this is a very interesting topic, and I think something that, you know, obviously also has a positive impact on the organization's technology, but has a bottom line component too, which I think is very interesting to them. So with that, I want to thank Dave, John, and Sean for joining us today. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks.
Okay. So again, for our listeners, that wraps up our episode of Tech17. Please go on to our Tech17 podcast channel, available on iTunes. And again, it is free. So please subscribe, and it's also available on any other software platforms that you listen to your podcasts on. So the episodes are dropped on the first and third Monday of each month. So we also encourage you to give us your feedback. You can do that by going on Twitter. You can go to hashtag Tech17 or to WWT's Twitter feed as well. And again, we'd love to get some feedback and comments from our listeners. So once again, not for the last time, but we want to say goodbye from Las Vegas, and we'll see you next time on Tech17.